everybody, if we have any October babies out there. And if we do, we'll be going to the Lightship tonight and having a birthday party and wishing you a happy birthday. So anyway, today is the first day in October. For me, the weather's changing. And on the mountain here, we had just, you know, large alien ships over the mountain, on the mountain. They don't normally show up here. Well, something's going on in history. I think one of the groups here have their New Year's events right now, so that could have brought the aliens in. I don't know. Can't swear to it, but, you know, things do happen. So you may want to look up what happened on the 1st of October in previous years. So let's see here. Let's clear the date. So October 1st, 2016. And this is our Saturday night program. So here we go. Going to the Lightship later for physical healing. Clearing the date for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, pretty heavy, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, let's bring up the light beams. We'll bring in quite a few for you. Maybe we'll bring in a dozen to your monitor screen. So here we go, 12 male light beams. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, think of a situation that you're dealing with. Release that one program from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And a pretty rough night last night. A lot of alien stuff going on. Trying to change the planet into something else on the Beyondo, or move it over or do something. So working with that. That was last night. I don't know. I don't know what exact time, but it was today's date, I believe, when I started, you know, early in the morning. So anyway, I'd like everybody, if you could, because the aliens don't like what's happening on the planet here for some reason for this month. Due to the Earth Protect timeline crash, and also, I would recommend doing the environmental imbalance timeline. I'll do it for a couple of weeks because it looks like they're active again. So that's kind of what I would suggest here for everybody, to help yourself out and help the Earth. Maybe you're part of the Earth as you live on it, so it needs some assistance to get rid of this, this stuff. So we'll bring our co-host on tonight. So are you out there, Ann?
Yes, hello. Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. As Ron said, well, you're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. If you're new, a special welcome. This is a terrific night to be on this show live, because later Ron will bilocate all of us to Creation Lightship for physical healing. If you have been on the Saturday night shows before, you know that you can request rooms you might like to visit. I know last week we visited the palm tree room and the elephant room, and it was really, it always is lovely. You can send an email with that request or any questions you have to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button that you'll find on the BBS radio station page. And I forgot to put my light beings up, Ron. I'm doing that right now. I love having those light beings up while you're doing the show, and it feels so good. So if we, if someone does what I did and forgets or is late to the show, if you put up your light beings like I'm doing now, they'll still be activated for us if we're listening to the show?
Oh, of course, yes.
Great. Okay, now I've got them up. That feels better. So thank you. And just to second what you were saying, Ron, I think people are happy to put on healings when it helps all of us. So that's the Earth Protection Timeline Crash and the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. So whenever you do ask that, though, Ron, people ask, what should we write in there? Should we write anything special, you know, after our names? Or
just do the clearing. That's what I would say. It'll just bring the energy in. It'll help out a lot.
Okay,
the great. You don't know what things are doing out there, but they should not be doing anything. So anyway,
right.
Since we don't have anything that's specific right now,
right?
You know, it's actually to capture the Earth with what they're doing, so to take control over the Earth. But and we've known that for years. So anyway, thank you.
Okay. Someone sent in that there's a Category 5 hurricane heading for land. And can you clear that energy, or what can we do about that, Ron?
Well, those two clearings would help immensely and get off of that timeline. So
right.
Remember, the more people connect to hearing bad news, you know, news that is disturbing anyway, the more it can happen. So that's the problem with people. You start hearing something, and it's not that it's not true, but as people start hearing it, then their anxieties come out and emotional stuff and their history of the past and their her story of the past and all your memories of similar situations, and all of a sudden you're creating all this energy that will make it happen. So just do timeline crashes for your particular area where you're living, and maybe if it does come, it may just miss you. Go to the other people around you. So, you know, that's what I would suggest doing. All you can do is really work on yourself by doing the other, you know, those two other clearings that could help a lot. But that's what happens. People hear about stuff and want it and hope for it to be true, and waiting a long time for something to manifest, and then they get upset, and they're just, you know, pulling out that carrot out of the ground before it's ready, and the carrot dies, and they want to know, you know, how come the carrot died? So people are their own worst enemy, best enemy for the aliens. They want you to do that stuff. Back to you.
Right, and I guess when, especially if you happen to hear of something that's, you know, a prediction like that, it's not a good idea to get all caught up in it, right? Because then you're adding to the energy of that situation happening.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Be careful about
that. Renee, so that, you know, there's peace there in a place. That's what the healings do.
Right.
So whenever we have a healing that you're, you know, a part of, whether you're on the internet having a clearing, you know, a whole lifetime clearing, or doing something on the internet, what you're getting in exchange for getting rid of the emotionality of whatever you're dealing with is peace. And then all of a sudden, you're no longer connected to that drama and trauma of something happening, and you're going to be peaceful. So back to you.
Okay. I'll move on, Ron, to our questions and testimonials and things that are in the inbox. Someone wrote in to say, someone became allergic to their pet all of a sudden, and the owner has to sell it. She has to let her pet go. Any idea why this happens, and what clearings can you do for allergies?
Since we don't necessarily have clearings on the website for different names like that, I'd probably go into the special clearing, because that's designed for physical problems. Your physical problem would be allergies, and you could go on and do that on the special clearing, the whole lifetime clearing. Remember, just because you weren't allergic, you know, maybe to your pet a year ago or something, doesn't mean that it wasn't with you throughout your whole lifetime. So you want to nip it in the bud and clean out your whole lifetime of that, and maybe that might help you. So anyway, that's kind of what I would start off with. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And, nope, same one again. Okay, someone wrote in about doing the natal barcode. On the natal barcode removal clearing, I have been adding titles to clear along with my various names and nicknames. Titles such as Mr., Mrs., Ms., Dr., Esquire, and any other suffix or prefix attached to my name. Don't know if it's necessary to list these, just want to be thorough.
No, you only do this lifetime. If you are a woman, you won't have a Mr. there. So you only want to clear this lifetime of, you know, how people recognize you. So you don't need to clear any other things. So it's not going into your past. It's going into what the aliens dealt you and did for you in this, and probably programmed you in this lifetime. So you're helping to get rid of that program of influence from the planets and stars also when you do this. So it's doing a whole lot of energetic work when you do it, but don't bring in stuff that, you know, doesn't pertain to you, because you may not be an Esquire. If you are, then you could put it down. But, you know, typically, you know, you're not going to be two different sexes at once. I guess it could be possible, but, you know, normally that's not the case. So, anyway, back to you. What we do is a clearing here. So let's do a clearing for, let me see here.
I'm back, Ron.
We're going to do a clearing for something to deal with kind of looking at something to do with aging. I don't know what that would mean to people, you know? I'll do a joint clearing. A lot of people, as they get older, then, you know, the joints are maybe stiffer or something. So here we go. And this typically, if this helps you, then you may look at the alien attack page and work with the caterpillar energies. If those are in your joints giving you poisons. And here we go, releasing these energies. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, that actually feels pretty good. So I want you to see how your joints feel. Maybe they'll be a little looser for you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for doing that. That was really great. Somebody wrote in that, it's funny, I just said this. Someone came in onto the show about 10 minutes late today. And so what I already asked, listener, is yes, you can still put your light beings up and you'll get the energy for the light beings. But they're wondering, is the Earth in alignment? Did you already check that or can you? I guess you're already working on that, Ron.
I am working on that, yeah. The aliens are trying to tear it apart, so that's what I'm working on. Kind of
okay.
Shift it someplace, do something with it. Remember, they're very sneaky. And so I really can't say, because I don't know what they're doing. All I know is I'm trying to, you know, patch up different places and hold it together and trying to see what the root cause is of what they're doing, because you got to find that. Then I can start working with a lot more energy. So that's sort of, so is the Earth screwed up right now? Yes. Okay. Has it been screwed up yesterday? Yes. Maybe the last week it's been screwed up. And the way you tell is possibly you wake up in the morning and you get out of bed, and I mentioned some other programs, and it feels like one of your legs maybe is an inch or two shorter. That's one scenario. I have somebody who had mentioned about their car radio was reprogrammed, hit the regular buttons in their different stations. So, you know, vehicle must have been abducted or something. I don't know. So there's weird things happening here. And also, you know, remember that you could be a, you could have clones as trainees underneath you. So when you go into a store to purchase something, you may be, in a sense, like their handler or their instructor. That might be the better way of putting it. And you may have all these people or, you know, people that you interface with, maybe even in the store, you know, needing assistance from you. So you might just walk into a store that you're used to going into, and you know what's on each aisle. You've been in there for years, and the store hasn't changed, and you know where something is, you know, the peanut butter or whatever. And all of a sudden, somebody can look at you and say, hey, do you know where the peanut butter is? You go, oh, yeah, it's over here. So you're instructing them on a program. So this is kind of common to you now. That's because the clones are in a learning process. And like I sort of mentioned before, you know, I think they're just here to learn, and then they'll be taken off here and going somewhere else after they're fully trained. So they're in boot camp. So back to you.
Okay. Last night, Ron, we were talking about words, and you asked people to send in some words like that are similar to depression and suppression with the S-S-I-O-N at the end. Well, a listener found an online list of those words. There are 89 of them on this list. So I guess we can all stop sending in those words, and we have that now. So if someone would like that forwarded to them, just send the request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So do you want to talk about words that have that ending, Ron, which is common?
I could a little bit. So whatever you have there with that part of the word, so that's like your foundation for what it's going to be doing. And then there's different maybe chapters or themes involved with you in the programming. So the program would be that the last words, I mean the last letters, okay? And then the intensity or the theme or whatever chapter that you're dealing with would be the first part of that word. So you want to look at that and say, wow, what are they doing to me here? And you may find out that there's something going on that you never knew about. And by clearing those, or maybe even a few of them, you're going to feel much, much better. I don't think any of those words are that positive, I don't think, you know. Obsession, you know, you don't want to be obsessive, you know. And do you have a couple of the words you can mention there?
Sure, yeah, I have the list right here. And I kind of looked up the definition before, and I don't remember exactly what it said. But basically, if you are depressed, calling it depression is kind of like putting the cap on it, like now you've got a condition. They say, oh, it changes a verb to a noun. So it makes it more forever.
Okay, very good, very good.
And so anti-aggression is one. That's not bad. Commission, compassion. I'm just skipping, of course, depression. Digression, discussion, you know, and it's great to, you know, be able to read this list, because what I get out of it is some of them bother me, some of them I'm like, ugh, you know, then I shouldn't have a judgment, so I really need to clear that one. And also, you might come across some that you need to clear more than on the natal barcode and the alien keyword. You know, maybe they need to be cleared in your obsession. Omission. Excuse me. It might trigger something that you need to also clear on your mental body, whole life clearing, or the emotional.
And then we have another word, bitterness. That one's a pretty heavy word, too.
Right. We have actually a question about that tonight, Ron. Let me see if I can find that email now. about the bitterness clearing, I've updated all my whole life healings, adding bitterness, depression, remove shackles, remove vortexes, as you have suggested. My question is, as I continue to update my whole life clearings, do I need to also continue to update them using these four items?
I would say probably yes, because each day in time is a new time, lifestyle, patterns, abductions, implants, we'll say all this stuff for the aliens. So the fact that you were cleared yesterday and you felt wonderful, it doesn't mean that you're going to wake up, tomorrow and not have stuff on you. Hopefully you're not going to have anything. But, you know, we're not in charge. We don't have, a rule book for the aliens. They don't have one. They just tell us that they're going to do something to us. And, by our consent, we agree to that and it gets done. So, unfortunately, that's kind of the way it is. And the consent is being in judgment. You kind of look at that, you realize, I don't want to be in judgment. I want to be in the present moment, but I have issues of different things, which puts me into their timelines. So once you start, making a little flow chart of what we talk about here, if you have one, you're going to realize, I'm like kind of my own problem in a sense, having things come upon me, but, is a way to stop all this here, And how do I stop thinking? And we do the mind of heart drop to help people. It's kind of a learning process, You got to clean up of energetic bodies so you don't get recycled over and over again. That's you, Ann.
Okay. Well, now we've been giving so many healing tips out lately. I was very inspired by the listener that wrote in a while back to say that every Sunday they update all their whole life healings, and I thought, that's so organized. So I finally alphabetized all of my whole life healings, and then I check them off as I do them, so I know I'm keeping all of them updated. And then I hope everyone understands that Ron has basically given anyone who's purchased whole life unlimited healings four more healings on each of those. So you are invited by Ron to redo your whole life healings, clearing bitterness, depression, remove shackles from that body, and also remove vortices.
This is the energetic body that you're working with.
Right. Right.
Well, everything happens in the invisible. This is what you're working with, is the invisible.
Right.
You may not realize that you have shackles on you, but your body has shackles, and that will eventually come into you, since the invisible creates the physical. So just sort of remember that. And then also it's the other way around, too. But you need to clean up those energetic bodies to start to give you peace. If you don't clean them out, it's going to keep recycling. That's what we talk about all the time. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote a nice testimonial, Ron. I found your website and was at first confused because I could not find any illnesses listed, as it is on other healers' websites. I didn't understand how you could help me until I listened to the BBS shows and heard that what is wrong with me needs to be cleared energetically. The specifics of my situation are irrelevant. I could finally stop searching through holistic cures, healers, gadgets, etc.
Yeah, that's good. You got to clean up those bodies. So, I'm not saying that those gadgets may not work, but if you don't clean out the body, you're not going to have very good success, okay? And so you want to definitely get the bodies cleaned out. And you all know if you have your emotional healing, how much better you feel. That's just one clearing. And that's where you live, either that or your feeling body. So when you do those, you're going to say, wow, my past is released from me and I can have a new life. And, that's how you validate that, you're feeling better and being able to express yourself the way you want to. and the ones you don't know about, which we have on there, you know, which you may not have ever heard of or something, you know, you know that, yeah, they're also contaminated. So, you know, you just want to keep doing that until you feel that you're okay. And you're going to know, because as each time you clean out an energetic body, you go, oh, that's great, I feel better. I didn't know I had, you know, these issues here, and they're kind of vanishing from me. So, and then naturally, you're going to find that your friends that you thought were friends who have all these conditions that you used to have, you're not going to want to deal with them, because you don't want them to reinfect you and slime you over again. And most people understand that. So you're, in a sense, you're separating yourself from the people out there that are preventing you from ascending. That's the bottom line. So, you know, why not have a good life? So back to you.
Okay. Ron has, again, very generously said that we can run any whole life healing we've purchased for ourselves for our pets. And we've talked about pets a lot on the show, but somebody has a question. If you have any suggestions for their pet who has a disease, and they've already done the special healings, alien blood clearing, the nano release, timeline crashes, the emotional body, and death barcodes. That's a lot of healings for a pet. Anything else you can think of, Ron?
Yeah, since the word disease came in, okay, have you cleared disease? Okay? So the illness may be under the category of disease or disease, you know? So clear that out of your vocabulary. Because the person that gave you that information mentioned this disease, unless you have it yourself, but it's programmed in you about a disease, but they actually probably hooked you up even worse to it, because it's just a situation. Remember, look at everything as a situation. And, you know, is it terminal? Hard to say, but if it's a disease, it could be. But, you know, if you don't have a disease, then you're free of all this stuff. So it's another way of looking at it. I would clear the word disease and the alien keyword intercept, and maybe do the natal barcode for your pet or animal there. And put the word disease in there.
Right, and diagnoses.
Yep.
I saw something on TV, and I don't remember what the person went and did something for their health. And then their doctor said to them, I really don't like that you did that. You know, and the guy said, well, why? What could be wrong with it? It could give you hope. I think a lot of doctors are like that. You can't have hope. They're just predicting your demise so often. Okay, we're getting some room requests for our trip to the light ship. Another question, Ron. With the Earth like this, would it affect our dreams too? The last two nights, I've had a very bad nightmare, screaming and waking myself up.
Yeah, it definitely could. We're on those days right now, so anything could happen. Let's put it that way. The light beams up at night, room, you know, maybe your room will be secured. Nothing else around you will be. At least have the light beams up, you know, or a light beam up, you know, maybe next to you in your bedroom. Leave it on. So back to you.
Well, yes, and if I could just say for me personally, I've always been so fussy to not have anything electronic in my bedroom. I haven't for many years. I have a battery alarm clock. And now I have two laptops when I sleep, and I haven't not only not noticed anything negative, I sleep so much better having the healings in the room with me and the light beings up, and I just dim the screen, and it's amazing. That's such a good idea.
And if you are feeling stuff happening to you at night, you know, Lowe's, I believe it's Lowe's, maybe Home Depot even, they have those rolls of Reflexit, I think is what it's called. Reflex, maybe it, something like that. It's a silver foil. Typically, they have rows about 4 foot high, maybe 25 foot in length. And I think the price is about $50, I'm not sure, but something like that. And you can put that on your headboard or on the wall where your head is if you wanted to stop some of the stuff happening. It may even work great with EMF radiation, but somehow it just works wonderful. So you may want to try that. I've had people make little hats out of it, so that's a little different. Put it underneath their mattress and underneath their bed, on the walls. Maybe they cover their windows up. So it's just different things. You could try it, and you may have, good results on sleeping. Plus interference. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, a listener who, I'm pretty sure means she's listening right now, all of a sudden three lights are not working, a light fixture and two lamps. Any ideas why? I've never in my life had three lights all of a sudden not work. Any idea why that would happen?
Oh, I don't. You might give me your town. City and state or something like that, or county, send that in, and maybe we can send it over on the fast chat here that we use ourselves, and I'll put some energy on that later on tonight. Maybe they're anchoring something into your city. Just a thought, okay? I don't want it to go over the air, because once people hear something, then all of a sudden they go, uh-oh, and now they're putting energy into it that they don't need to do. Don't get into fear.
Right. Right. Okay, so I thought I would just remind everybody that today the healing intensive schedule was posted on the website. So they are going to start on October 8th, which is a week from today. That's going to be the Saturday four-hour call, and then the other eight-hour calls are the three consecutive Sundays after that, the 9th, the 16th, and the 30th. So you can sign up for those on Ron's website, and that's a lot of healing happening on Creation Lightship. So if you've not done that before, you really might want to check that out. And also, if you're on the East Coast, Ron will be there in person in October, October 21st through 23rd, at the New Life Expo, which is going to be at the New York Hotel, Pennsylvania. You can find out all about that online. They have a website, newlifeexpo.com. So if you're on the East Coast and you want to meet Ron in person and get to visit the light chamber where Ron brings the energy, source energy, right in to the booth, it's really quite an experience, so you'll want to go if you can possibly go from the East Coast. So I just thought I'd make our announcements before, instead of waiting till the end of the show, Ron. So it's about 20 of. Do you want to go to the light ship now?
Sure, we could do that. So here you go, everybody. This only works live on the program that you're listening to now, PBS programs, and we have them every week. So there's lots of these, but the Saturday night ones, you have to be live. So here we go. You're going to be bilocated out of time, going to the light ship. You want to request one physical healing. Here we go. So going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. These are what you are requesting to bring up. And here we go. One up. Count to five, one, two, three, four, five. And we have regular rooms that we go into, the hot tub rooms, the pain release room, floating magnets, oxygen. So these are used quite often here. We go up to the light ship, so we're in those rooms right now. And first request here is the dragon room. Here we go. So here comes the dragon energies. One, two, three, four. Oh, boy. And five. And next room here. Request your healing. Swirling glitter room. Okay. One, two, three, four, elephants. So here we go. And as always, three of these light beings coming to you. Request your healing out loud. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to a room that has the palm trees. That's really neat. So palm tree room, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the baby goat room, so little baby goats. One, two, three, four, and five. I'm going to go into the dinosaur room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we haven't been in the little ladybug room for a while. So here comes the ladybugs. And there's lots of these now. They're going to be all over you. So here we go, little feet, doing healing on you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into a room that has, you know, ducks and geese and black swans. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And then we got dragonflies. That'll be neat. So here comes the dragonflies, everybody. And they're all different colors. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll go into one final room here. And I'm going to go into the room with the goldfish. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. I got one more room. This will be the gold dust room. So, here we go. Gold dust energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we have another one more request here, and then I guess this will be it. It'll be the crystal amethyst detox room. So here we go. So if you can see it, there's like a large waterfall going into your hot tub. And water is flowing through the amethyst crystal. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's get our particular pets and animals, flower, tree, garden, plants, whatever we brought up. And you're collecting them right now. We're going to be coming back here.
Oh, Ron, excuse me. We forgot it's October.
Oh,
it's the 1st of October for the October birthdays.
You're right. Here we go. So, everybody. Going to the food court. This is where we have different types of desserts, cakes, pies, etc. And other things. So, you can select what you'd like to have. And just a small portion, size of a pencil eraser. You can get more than one helping if you like, second or third, fourth. It's pretty nutritious and very, very filling. So you're getting that now. And you're actually physically with the other light beings that do eat food on the light ship. And you have the dessert there. And I'm going to get the German chocolate cake. Again, I like that with the hot fudge and the drizzle and some nuts on it, maybe some little chocolate pieces and hot fudge and a cherry and maybe whipped cream. So here we go. And we're having that now, whatever you're choosing. And the light beings now are singing happy birthday to you. And everybody else is singing happy birthday. We came up here from Earth here, so here we go. So happy birthday, everybody, and blessings. And now we're going to be coming back from the light ship. Coming back down, one, two, three, four, five. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, I'll go back to some questions. We would love, as always, to hear from anyone who particularly enjoyed that trip to the light ship. I mean, I think everyone always does. But some people actually see things when they're up there and, you know, have really great experiences. So we'd love to hear about that. Okay. Okay, we got something in. Oh, okay. People are asking, someone is asking, rather, for the information we talked about last night about the computers, the tablets, and the Chromebook. Boy, I'm going to re-listen to last night's show, Ron. And if you're unaware, if you're new, all of these shows are archived on the BBS radio station page, so you can go back. And it really would behoove us a lot to listen to some of them a second time. And you really had a lot of information for us all last night, Ron. So I'm going to listen to that one again, too. I'm not sure if it's been posted yet or not. So let me go in here. Are there any healings that we need, Ron, or anything else you want to talk about? We don't have too many more questions in here.
Boy, I don't know. What can I pull out of the hat here? I'm looking. Okay, this may be emotional for people. More than likely it will be. What we're going to do is go back to probably your childhood or maybe even more current right now. But typically, you know, dogs and cats, maybe even you had a hamster or something. Their lifetime isn't very long, okay? And so what we're going to do now is go back to that time frame when that particular, your best friend, we'll call it, died, passed on, or whatever you want to call that, and no longer living. So when you go back to that date, and you probably have it in Technicolor in your mind right now, and we're going to release that energy from you. And then we're going to take that pet or animal, or whatever it is there, and we'll take its spirit away and bring it into the light. So we're doing a protocol for that, even if it was reincarnated, maybe for 50 years over and over and over again, we're going to bypass all that. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you, sadness, trauma, whatever it was. So here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, that energy should be released from you. So now when you think of maybe your best friend, it'll be without the emotions, you're going to feel happy. Oh, and the spirit now is going to quarantine on the light shift. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was very special, very interesting for me, and very moving, but I feel like I stayed pretty neutral. It's so safe to have you process or, you know, put us, I guess not process, just clear those things for us so quickly and to truly change how we are in our state. That's really terrific. Thank you. Okay. So, somebody wrote
in. Well, we have on the website someplace on the top, I believe, we have a show that maybe it's even a video, possibly, or somebody created something where we take your spirit in and out of your body so that your spirit's in alignment properly in your body. And then it can connect more to your, you know, your toes, your feet, your ankles, you know, your legs, to make you feel better. So I'm not going to do that in this program, but it is on the website, so you can look it up, and you may want to do that once a week. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in that they feel they're having a little octopus attack. Has there been a lot of octopus energies, Ron? Because you took out a lot.
I haven't seen any recently, although my focus is more on the earth energies more than people right now, trying to stabilize the earth.
Okay. So someone did just send in a question. Ron, I do not understand why I will not be able to return to the light ship when I leave here. You came out of the light ship and are going back. The beings that manifest when we go there can stay even after being created. I would really like to be able to go back and really see it.
Well, you're created to experience life as a spirit that experiences different locations. I was created to do what I'm doing right now. And so, you know, my role was a little different. So you were a creative being to manifest and create. And for me, my role is completely different. So that's probably the way that I can, you know, talk about that. Back to you.
I can really understand, Ron, that people, you know, just think, I just want to go to the light ship because it's so wonderful there. You know, and it seems safe and creative and everything's terrific all the time. So there's like, why can't we go there too when we ascend? But I understand what you're saying.
When you ascend, then you're going to go into quarantine, and from there, when the universe gets turned back on again of light, the main power switch gets clicked on, then you choose where you want to go to, and you're going to be, you know, in a really nice area of wherever you choose to go to in light, without judgment or mind controls or aliens. So that's where you're going. So on the light ship, it'd be kind of boring for you.
Okay, well, good. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. That'll maybe make some people feel better, but I do understand the question. Okay, someone wrote in that pet healing may have released my first giant heart knot. Lost a pet at only age 14 after having them for 9 years. So that's rough. And someone else wrote in that they're saying hello to their pet, hello and goodbye, and thank you, Ron. And yeah, I that really felt good for me. I would say that for a moment when you were doing that healing, I definitely felt in my heart. It was just like a moment of sadness, and then it was gone. And, you know, pets are important to us. We get very emotional. Okay. So somebody said there's a link. Now, I'm not sure what they mean now. That link is on the Fast Chat page. I think they mean to the information you were talking about the pet healing, maybe?
No, it'd be the information on going in and out of your body.
Oh, right, right. Oh, the spirit out and in, right, right. And right, and you could always request that. If you don't, you know, if you can't find it or whatever, send an email to CLS Questions, and we can send that out. But it is on there under reminders on the BBS fast chat. Yeah, that's a really good one to do, that out and in. I really like that. Someone's requesting, Ron, if you could do a healing for sinus or virus energies.
Okay, here we go. So think of that condition if you have something like that. But that might just be maybe breathing, possibly. So we have different things there, but here we go. This is your choice, so I'm going to put peace there. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And normally when people have sinus stuff, I found in the past that it's like they were drowned somehow, you know, in the ocean or river, or maybe their head was put underneath a bucket of water or something. So whenever I work with somebody who had a drowning of, you know, suffocation that way, they normally have their eyes cheer up and the nose starts running. So if that's what's happening to you, you may want to investigate that and do some type of clearing on that, of dying, you know, with suffocation with water. So anyway, back to you.
Well, on the list of things to clear on the cultural enslavement clearing, Ron, one of them is drowning. And I thought, okay, I'll clear that because I've never come near drowning. I swim. I'm a good swimmer. I didn't think that mattered. Well, as soon as I started clearing it, I had these memories of once being afraid someone else was going to drown. Several different things from my past came up around drowning that I never would have thought of that. So that was such a great, one of the many great things on that list of stuff to clear there. So I'm still working through the cultural enslavement list that you sent us all after that call. And that's another thing. We'd love to hear from people how they're doing, if they're having a lot of releases from that. Okay, here's a question. I always equate my spirit telling me something about feelings, but through feelings, but not necessarily words. Should we be talking out loud to our spirit? And if so, what should we be saying to it?
Boy. I guess the first thing is that your spirit now is working, or working through your maybe feeling sensory, maybe fear body, trauma body, or something like that. And normally it doesn't want to go there, to be there. It's out of, it'll leave you. It'll be out of your body when that happens. So that's kind of the way I would look at that. So I would say that your spirit is contaminated and trying to get your attention. So you may want to do, if you have one of those whole lifetime clearings for that, normally that works for your physical body. Remember, these are energetic bodies working into your physical. So put your spirit in there and clear your spirit, because your spirit really shouldn't show you feelings that often, I don't think. I could be wrong at this, but I would think maybe there's something going on there as it's trying to get your attention, and that could be valid. But remember, when you have feelings, now you're in duality. Your spirit doesn't really want to work in duality. That's what I'm trying to, you know, come down to here. So back to you.
Okay. And here's another good question. What is the difference between asking the light beings for healing, as you suggest in archives, et cetera, and what's the difference between that and praying?
When you're asking a light being or a clearing, you're asking something that's a non-judgment. Light beings are a non-judgment, they're source energy. So when you're praying to something, now you're going to be asking for something to happen from outside of yourself. So the light beings are connected to your spirit. When you pray to something, you're praying to something outside of yourself. That's the basic difference there. So it may look very similar, but it's completely different. If you don't have a spirit and you're doing something, then you will be praying outside of yourself, becoming prey. Remember, P-R-A-Y is R-E-Y. So when you're working with your spirit and you're asking the light being, because the light being can only work through your spirit energy, and then that's how the healings take place.
Okay. Just one more thing, Ron. Again, if you're a new person, new to the show and new to doing clearings, you want to do the New Earth Transport clearing after any clearing you do on the computer. You don't need to if Ron does something on one of these shows or if you're on one of his calls. Anything live is automatically done for you. But you want to get the New Earth Transport for one penny on PayPal, and every time you do a healing, you send that there. And someone asked the question, when you do the clone light infusion process, should you also upload those to the New Earth Transport? Like if you do it for people, or you know, in your life and animals?
Boy. Typically not.
Okay.
Typically not, because it just pertains to you.
Right, it's like your bank account or your safe deposit box. It's your safety deposit box of healings.
Okay, everybody, so we'll end the BBS program here. And let's do the mind of heart drop. You need to say out loud, not command my spirit. Remember, I'm not commanding a God outside of yourself, okay? You pray. Okay. I'm not trying to find some alien up there to give you something. This is the difference. So this is like a continuation here of that answer. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head and drop them into my heart. And so that's what you want to have done by commanding your spirit. Now you need to facilitate that. So we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. And, you know, take note of what's happening now to the planet and what these different religious organizations are doing right now and how they're controlling things. And we'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks. So, blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, all.